It's 11 a.m. and I take bus route number 4 at the Ypsilanti Transit Center. I'm joined by Don Klein, Integrated Marketing Coordinator for the ride. The front of the bus is empty, so we pass through several rows of bright blue seats before making it to the back where a small group of people are sitting. Don sits down while I remain standing to speak to Leandra Shea Howell from Ypsilanti. How many times a week do you ride the bus?
Every day, Monday through Sunday.
The mother of three tells me she relies on the bus to get to work in Ann Arbor. Leandra has been using the bus service for a decade and was thrilled when the ride made changes to a system 3 months ago.
My route has been shortened, but it's a lot more, like I said, convenient for like being able to ride every 30 minutes instead of every hour. The route was longer, but I feel like it was no point in really that. Like, it's good they split it up into two buses instead of one.
Don, who is sitting not far from Leandra, gives details about the improvements.
A lot of the route structure with the new names and numbers, that structure was to help people understand the way that the services are categorized, whether they're crosstown routes, intercity routes, express routes. All of those got numbers and they're grouped together to make more sense. So when you look at the ride guide, all of those numbers and the way that they're grouped make sense, and it's easier for riders to comprehend the system and take multiple routes and multiple services within our service area.
As I continue to stand and balance myself in the back of the bus, I turn around to speak to Milton Shaw, a University of Michigan hospital employee who sometimes works late at night.
I like the fact that they stretch the routes out longer, extended hours. So that helps me a lot. Sometimes I have to do overtime, and instead of catching a cab, I can still actually get downtown Ypsilanti.
Milton's eyes get wide and he smiles as he continues to speak about the improvements, but he would like the ride to offer weekly or bi-weekly passes for frequent riders. Right now, a daily or monthly pass are the only options.
You got some people that can't afford to pay a monthly pass, but they can pay for a bi-weekly. They get paid every 2 weeks. Bam, they take their check, get that bi-weekly as they can. Some people, we got business.
It's now 11:42 a.m. We made it on schedule to the Blake Transit Center. We briefly wait for another bus from Route 4 to take us back to the Ypsilanti Center. This one is a lot fuller than the first one. On the way there, University of Michigan student Michaela Melillo, who lives in Ypsilanti, gets on the bus and sits towards the front. Michaela tells me she would like to see one specific improvement.
They should probably post more accurate scheduled arrival times, especially during traffic hours, because the buses do tend to fall behind during that. And there's a repeated pattern of that, so I feel like if they change that on their scheduling online, it would definitely be beneficial.
After talking to her, I walk over and sit next to Don, who's near the back exit of the bus. I pass on the recommendation that Michaela made. He immediately tells me about a new software update the ride has.
With this new infrastructure, we're able to provide a Track My Bus tool that's very reliable. It uses predictive technology to actually tell you where your bus is and when it will arrive. There's also a Text My Stop feature where riders learn their bus stop numbers, and they can do that through this Track My Bus tool. You can text AAATA and the bus stop number to a number, and it will tell you the next arrivals at that stop. So it's another convenient way to find out where your bus is.
These were just a couple of bus rides out of the many riders take on a daily basis, but these were the situations I encountered. And if you're wondering if our bus made it back in time to the Ypsilanti Transit Center, it got there a minute early. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.